Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey, lovers!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the Fourth Wing, episode three.
Because
we couldn't do it in two.
There's so much to talk about.
This will be so much. The last and final part. And I really do hope you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully. We're just now recording it, so we'll see how far I go. I think we'll be able to get the rest of this done.
You can do it.
We can do it. But if you guys, just a little, I didn't talk to you guys about this. I'm not saying much different. But if you guys like kind of a three-parter or a two-parter on like a specific book, let us know if that's something that you kind of want to be a part of how we do things. Now, I will say this isn't like something we'll do for every single book. We like to just cover
this
a book.
This book had to. There was no way.
But if we do longer books or series or something, there is a chance that we could do like more of the longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know. I've enjoyed this kind of going in a deeper dive into this book. Than we normally do, because sometimes, like, even when we've done other books, we kind of do like the big parts and then, you know, we'll end off how we normally do. But I've enjoyed kind of deep diving into what we have read. And
I mean, you have to with this book.
Well, there's so many things that happened. Yeah, you can't leave out some of the stuff. And mm-hmm. we did. I mean, even just reviewing and listening to what we've already done, it's like, yeah, we left stuff out.
So
it's crazy to think that it took us three episodes and certain aspects of this book were not talked about. So
yeah.
All right, should read the book. It's really good.
Again, if you don't know which book we're reading right now, jump back to the Fourth Wing episode one, or part one of this series. Again, this is Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. And where did we leave off in the last episode? Can you just give us a quick recap of what we were talking about?
Yes, I believe the last episode we were talking about how Violet was taken by Professor Carr to go practice her power of what?
Lightning wielder.
Ka-chow!
And Taryn was giving her a hard time and asking if he needed to bring in the wing leader. Which was great because then Zayden came in because he can hear her thoughts and he can talk to her. And he was like, oh, like what? You need to remember this. And he gave her like a play by play of what they did the night before.
This boy. Like,
oh, Lordy.
He's diabolical.
My cheeks got a little flush.
He's a shadow daddy for sure.
A shadow daddy.
That's my favorite thing. But so I think the next big thing that happens is they have the announcement about the reunification day celebration mm-hmm. and the party that they have every year for this.
Which this is to celebrate the end of the rebellion. And they want every single one of the kids whose parents were traitors to come. Actually, they tell them they have to be there.
Yeah.
Which is so disrespectful.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
So most of these people, or most of these kids, their parents were executed on this day.
Yeah, and they were forced to watch.
And they're told they have to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're expected to be there.
Yes.
And also, it is the day that Violet's brother, Brennan, died.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think a lot of the kids were like, fuck you. And they didn't even show up because when Violet goes, Liam is kind of her esque. Like he goes mm-hmm. with her and she thinks, oh, it's just because he's my guard. Like he's guarding me.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm here because I'm your friend. Like,
which is so like Liam was such a good guy in this book.
I freaking loved Liam.
And like she even apologizes to him. It's like, I'm so sorry for having you come to this mm-hmm. thing.
But he even is such a good guy because he said, you know, you have just as much of a reason to be upset.
Right.
Which is so nice. But like, does she?
Yeah. Right. Well, and then they go to the party and it seemed like, they're all expected to be there. All the kids with relics.
Mm-hmm.
They were all expected to be there. And then she said as they went, she noticed everyone was staring at Liam's wrist because he had his markings on his wrist. And she was just like, then she started to put it all together and realize, like, oh my gosh, like, this is a show. Like,
yeah,
we're just putting this on so that mm-hmm. everyone
to keep up appearances.
Yeah. And she, I was proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
She realized very fast what this was and that it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she got him out of there. Her and him left.
Yeah.
I was
a little passageway.
One yeah. thing that I liked before she left, this isn't as like deep because I feel like a lot of the things that were happening in this scene were supposed to like tug at your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one thing that I thought was funny was Violet is talking to her mom and General Melgren, and he's like,
fuck that guy,
wondering where Zayden is because he likes to lay his eyes on him once a year.
Yeah, you better. She's going to fucking kill you. I guarantee it. Next book, you're dead.
So.
Kill that man. Kill that fucker.
Lilith, Violet's mom, says, their dragons are mated. Her smile chilling. So she's grown quite close to him out of necessity.
Him
out
and
of lust
dick.
And need and the ache in my chest I'm terrified to define. But sure, necessity works. I was like, yeah, that's not why they
yeah.
love each other.
You don't even know. They've bonded too. It's happening.
The bond has been
They're
completed.
Mated. They have the mating bond, whatever it's
they
called.
They really do.
They do. They don't know it yet.
They is one and two.
But okay, real quick, I want to say something that I noticed. So, you know, at the beginning of every chapter, there's a little, I was going to say eclipse. That's not the word.
Yeah, it's like a quote paragraph thing. Or a quote okay. or a excerpt.
Excerpt, that's the word. I knew it started with E. From these books that other people have written or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed in a while back, part of it, the Lilith is saying that she is going into a meeting to disagree with General Melgren because she does not think that the children should watch their parents be executed.
I didn't even catch that.
That's what
that.
I wanted. I think it was.
That's the one
part
time
two.
You said maybe yeah. she's okay.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if she's as bad as we think. She obviously sucks and she's awful.
Right.
Okay. But that was something that I caught. And I was like, I don't think she wanted them to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm going to find it later and show you. But I'm pretty sure it said, like, no child should watch their parent
yeah.
die.
And that yeah. was her saying that.
Yep.
Okay.
It was from her, like, journal or something.
Well, interesting,
I'll
lady.
Find it.
You're still questionable in my book. So, yeah. So Liam and Violet decide they're going to leave. So they're able to sneak out. And she immediately goes for Zayden because she's like, oh my
That's
gosh, I didn't even realize how awful this day was for him. He's probably like having a hard time. I need to go check on him and make sure he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so her and Liam separate and she goes and finds him and he's got his two buds watching out for him. And they're like, yeah, you don't want to be with him right now. She's yeah. like, yeah, I do. And they're like, okay, good luck.
She should have taken their advice.
That's when she said, well, I'm going to go up there anyways because I'm just his. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's there. They have the bond. She doesn't know it. I'm mm-hmm. convinced. Rebecca's going to be like, hey, guys, there's this thing. It's called the mating bond. And they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be like, told ya. But so she goes out. And what is this Joker doing? He's just hanging out on the parapet. Like, what?
Like, it's not a dangerous
just
place.
Sitting there dangling his legs over the edge, like, just having a good old time. I was like, you are ridiculous, sir. And then Violet, in her freaking long dress with the slit up the leg,
mm-hmm.
looking hot as hell, just goes prancing on out there to him.
Where she literally almost died in the very first chapter of
literally.
This book or whatever.
Yeah. And then she's like, all of a sudden, she's not scared anymore.
I feel like they don't learn their lesson, but they also learn their lesson in this book. Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, let's
she's
make
like,
some better decisions. You know?
Well, I think also she's probably like, Taryn will save me. Like,
yeah, true.
You know, I can't die now because my dragon's fucking awesome. But they meet and they have a talk and that's when they decide, we're not fighting this. Like, don't run away from me.
Right.
We're together. Like, because she had said, he kept warning her, don't fall for me, don't fall for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, don't tell me what to do with my heart. And then what? She's like, this is me. Like, I'm giving myself to you. You either take it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to tell me what to do.
Period.
Which I really like that.
Yeah. And I'm glad he chose right. They always do. They just take a while.
It takes forever.
Ding dongs.
They're so dumb. Silly boy.
So they go back to the school and do
things happen.
Friendly things.
Friendly.
A little more than friendly.
Wink, wink. They did and, a handshake.
Early into the next morning, they are so rudely interrupted. And they're like, hey.
It's like Zayden,
you need to come now. It's like, I think it was 2 a.m. But yeah, it was really early morning.
Super early.
They're like, come on, we got to go. People we're under attack.
Dead for this.
Yeah. And then they're like, because they're banging on Zayden's door and they're like banging. They're like, come on, we got to go. We're under attack. And they're like, and bring Sorengel with you.
Yeah, so that's so funny
because they're like, no one will know. We're being so sneaky.
Yeah, no one will know that everything's covered in lightning and shadow.
Yeah, like, right. Your room is like burnt to a crisp. Right. Everything's burning, windows but no one knows
yeah,
she's
exactly.
there.
The windows were shattered.
It's so funny. So they get down there and they're like freaking out. This part, I was laughing so hard. I was just cracking up because
she was wearing his jacket.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rihanna knew right away. She's yeah. like, ma'am, is that Zayden's jacket?
Yeah. And she was like, what do you mean, girl?
We all know.
There's three stars on there.
Yeah. She's like, listen, I mean, this girl came up with like five different ways to identify this yeah. jacket as Zayden's. And Violet's over there like, no, it's not.
But it was so on. Funny that when Dane walks by, Rhiannon like acts like she's like drunk or something.
Oh, yeah,
puts
yeah.
her arm over her uh-huh. so he can't see her jacket.
Yes.
Like, she is such a good and funny
Love
friend.
She is.
She's
her.
So great.
My gosh.
She's like, Dane's going to have a little hissy fit. Let me just cover this real quick. But all this happens just for them to realize they're like, oh, it's the last part of the war games. And they're like, what?
How annoying to like everybody's in their dresses from the night before
and after the party
because they are like, this is it, we're all gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a war game.
Or just is a it? War game
just yes. a war game.
So the I believe the part is that Dane is the squad leader, so he is the one who chooses who goes where and what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Like Zayden gets the orders and then Dane breaks the people into groups to decide who's going where. And so obviously he kept Violet with him because he's the only one that can keep her safe. Fucking
he's
idiot.
So annoying.
So stupid. And so he's like, okay, he laid it all out. Violet's going with him. And then Zayden walks up and he's like, no, she's not. I'm taking Violet and so-and-so and so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam.
And Liam, obviously.
And Imogen.
And so they don't realize till later, but he basically named like all these other students with relics.
Yeah. I didn't notice that either.
I didn't either.
And neither.
So,
until she brought it up. And then I was
yeah.
like, oh. They are.
And so they get Dane throws a hissy fit. As, of course. Of course.
But he's
what
even
he does.
Like, I'll miss you.
I'll miss you. I'm no, like, he said,
shut
you're going to die.
Up.
He told her that she was going to die with him. Hmm. He said, he's
going
to get you killed.
He's going to get you killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
a little foreshadowing,
just,
Rebecca.
If he would have just said, listen, some things are going down, then maybe she would have understood. But when you just say, he's going to get you killed. You say that all the time.
Well, she still would have went with him. And yeah. then she would have been
I
like,
mean,
Dane's fucking
too.
Us. Something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But so they go. They go to their dragons. They're starting to get all ready to go. And then all of a sudden, and Darna comes up and she's like, I'm ready.
Yeah, she's so cute.
And they're
cute.
Like, what? And she's got her own little harness on. And mm-hmm. they're like, what the hell is this? And she's like, I can, she can connect to Taryn when she gets tired.
Yeah, I thought that was, so, like, I just wanted to cry. I was like,
I can't wait to tell you
I
guys.
I connect to these, like, to animals and inanimate objects way more than I do people.
Yes, me too.
So animals that can talk, I
with
love it.
With paws?
I feel like for
she's
me.
She's got fucking paws?
I don't know why, but I love a good dragon,
me
you
too.
Know? And I think I just really enjoyed these dragons. I feel mm-hmm. like they had a lot more character than dragons.
I just
are
like
giving.
That they can talk.
I yeah. forgot that I had a dragon tattoo. And I saw it the other day and I was like, man, dragons are so fucking cool.
Right? I want a dragon tattoo now.
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
This is a little, this is a little side off, but I know we were talking about books that were kind of correlating and we kind of mentioned ACOTAR in one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm reading Throne of Glass right now and they have wyverns in their books.
Oh.
And they can't talk. And one of them is like, he likes to smell the flowers and they keep referencing him as like a big puppy because mm-hmm. they're like, you're supposed to be this vicious killing beast and you're like over here smelling the flowers. And I keep thinking, I wish he could talk. Like, aww. I like that we could hear what the dragons were thinking in this book.
I think that's interesting, my favorite
because
part.
I've never heard of wyvern ever.
Yeah.
Until this book.
I liked that in this book because I've heard of them before in other fantasy books, but I like that she told us the difference between dragons and the wyvern.
I'm going to have to look up like the lore behind them. I like to do that just to understand more. So maybe I'll post about it.
Yeah. But, so and Darna has her little travel attachment so she can just
the cutest so thing.
I just picture her like, I picture Taryn like flapping these huge black wings like
and she just connected
and I literally
like a little thing bouncing on the
picture
side.
Andarna just like hanging from him like completely limp just like like just looking around like,
for the ride. Going
on? She's so fucking cute. I love her. But and that was Zayden made that.
Yep.
So this guy is like
trying
so hard to be so tough, and yet he makes these like wonderful, sweet things
because he's for everybody. A sweet baby angel.
It's oh my gosh, yes, this man.
So they end up being sent to, I believe it's pronounced Athbine. Athbine.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Athbine.
I don't even know.
Athbine. Athbine.
You know that word. Read it and then tell me what you think. And on the way there, the dragons want to stop because they're thirsty.
Yeah, he says, let's stop for a drink of water.
But everyone is a liar. Everyone we've ever met is lying to us.
It always rains. Everything's a lie.
It's always raining.
That's the only thing that would have made the scene go down.
So they stop for a break.
And Zayden and Violet are making out on a tree.
Okay, did anyone else think he was about to go down on her?
I was hoping so.
He like bent down.
I know. I was like,
and it was like right
doing?
In front of her. I was like, no, this boy is not about to do that in front of everybody.
I got nervous. I was like, Zayden, there's people around.
Zayden.
You have some discretion.
Then he massaged her legs. I was like, okay, yeah, okay. Like,
your legs must be tired.
Well, it would have been pretty bad if
he
was in that position when things started happening.
I would have been so embarrassed.
Because then
we're about to get murdered by Griffin riders and you're just here.
You better
down.
Make it good.
She's falling off the tree.
You better make it good, my boy.
So spoiler, the Griffin riders show up.
The Griffin riders.
Except we learn that they're not called riders. That's a trivia.
What are they called?
Flyers.
They're called flyers. Good job.
Flyers.
Okay, so the flyers end up showing up. And immediately Violet is like, okay, we're being attacked. She's getting ready to fight or call her dragon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
I think she does in her head. She's like, Taryn.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, be there in a second.
He's like,
but
I'm
he's
coming.
Also a liar because everybody's a liar.
It's fucking lying.
And we find out that our dear Zayden boy is working with the flyers.
How did y'all feel about that?
Once he explained it,
I didn't care.
I was immediately on his side.
I was like,
I mean, I agree, but then I was also like, what?
My thing
I was like, that
when,
checks.
When they tell me
yeah.
a villain in a fantasy book, immediately I'm like, okay, so they're not the villain. Because
when
they said, we don't like the griffins attack, whatever. I was like, okay, so the griffins are going to turn out to not be the bad guy.
Well, I think Rebecca helped lead us to this conclusion, though, and to feel this way, because first off, her mom, General Sorengel, Lilith, freaking made her weak-ass daughter go to writer school,
right?
Where they're like, basically, everyone's saying, like, you're going to die. You're not strong enough.
Yeah.
And her sister's like fighting so hard to not let her go. So that's like a checkmark against mom. Then when they were doing the first War Games and they ran into her office and she found all those papers where people were literally like from all these different posts, like calling out for help, saying like, we're being attacked. We need more people. We need help. We need resources.
But and, then they're not learning.
But about no one else is saying anything about it, which makes you think mom doesn't give a fuck. She's not helping anybody. Then this happens and the Griffin writers are like, basically, hey, you remember those things that you read in the books with your dad, the Venon and the Wyvern? Like they're fucking real and they're killing everybody.
Right.
That would be something that would be hard to wrap your head around. But then you have to put together like the note that her and Zayden found from her dad. A desperate generation can erase like history, you know, or rewrite history. And she realizes that's what they did.
Yeah.
They never heard not, of the only thing she knew of them was the fables that her dad and her read.
Well, and I think we didn't mention this, but Zoe and I were talking about it. Like she went to the scribes and she ran into her friend Yasmin and was like, hey, can you look for this book for me? My dad used to read it for me. It was about, and her friend Yasmin was deaf, and so she was doing sign language, and she's like, there's not a sign for this, but she spelled out Venon and Wyvern, and her friend's like, I've never heard of that, but I'll look. And then she looked and couldn't find it anywhere, and Violet's like, already in her head, she's like, this is weird, like you have every book ever written and you don't have this, but I know it exists because I've read it like hundreds of times.
Well, they said there was like the forbidden books and I don't know where those were, but she even mentioned, she was like, oh, this book is probably one of the forbidden ones. Well, yeah, it's forbidden because they want people to forget that that's a real thing.
They don't
want to
know. Exactly. They don't want to teach anyone that this is real.
Right. When it, I mean, you should probably know things that
But they, I mean, honestly, they are hiding everyone from what's actually happening. And so Zayden and these other students, pretty much, and writers that he's working with.
All the ones carrying the mark.
They do have the relic, but they're also the only ones who are helping the people who actually need it. So they are smuggling weapons pretty much
and
to
anything they can to help them
to the Griffin Flyers to help all these people fight against the Venon and the Wyvern. Which is so sad.
This is ridiculous.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Literally.
So they get to this town
and Violet's freaking the hell out. She's pissed at Zayden.
She's so mad.
She's like, I don't love you anymore.
I'll never trust you. You betrayed me. And then, well, she finds out even her dragons knew about it.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, we understand why Zayden didn't tell her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because sneaky little Dane was reading her memories all the time.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, if he would have gotten a hold of that information,
everything would have been destroyed.
Well, and that's when we figure out, too, when they get to the post, they show up and everyone's gone. And they're like, wait, what? There should be tons of people here.
That was like a main trading post.
Yeah.
But no one's there.
Yeah.
Pretty suspicious.
And then they a letter from General Atos, which is Dane's dad. And it was basically like,
all the Atos family can kick rocks.
Right. It's basically like, you can stay and fight and protect this town and the post, or you can flee and go to the next post, like your next meeting point, and like all those people will die.
Yeah.
And so it's up to you.
You can keep your position as like section or wing leader.
Yeah.
And he was like, obviously I care more about these people. And he even told everybody, he said, if you stay right now, we're probably all going to die. And I mean, these people who have fought their whole lives to be accepted and like live, honestly, even through the writers, like, quadrant and stuff, they choose to stay and fight for this town of people that they don't even know.
Well, and isn't that the point where they realize that that's when Dane had read her mind against her will? Because they're like, how did he know? Because they're like, at that point they realized this is a trap.
And she even said, she was like, he wouldn't do that. And then he said, Zayden says, well, has he ever done this? Has he ever touched you this way? And he's like barely touching her face. And then you play it back in your head after reading this book and you're like, he's done that so many times.
So many times.
How many of his her memories has he read?
I did have a quote from when they were all agreeing, because Zayden's like, I can't make this decision for everyone and I will not do that. So he was like, I need to know from everybody, like, do you want to fight or do you want to leave? And this is from Violet. She said, my chest tightens. Their parents died to expose the truth while mine sacrificed my brother to keep this heinous secret.
That's
it. I was like, that's exactly what happened.
That shows you, like,
so why are you mad at Zayden again?
And the character of these people. It's insane.
Yeah. I was so mad.
And the fact that she had to grow up in that, you know, and is still able to realize the truth, you know?
The good and bad.
Yeah.
Can still decipher. Yeah.
I feel like that speaks to her character evolution, you know, in this whole book, which, again, I think I said this in the first episode, but I loved her character arc. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Rebecca wrote her so well.
Me too.
So, I mean, that's just a little tidbit, but.
Well, I loved her.
This is when, like, Violet accepts. She's like, okay, I guess Venon are real because I literally see one outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
And there was
creepy motherfuckers.
And she even says something like, oh, well, at least there's not Wyvern. And they're like, what's that? She's like, they're kind of like dragons, but with two legs.
And then they fucking
show
up.
And then all of a sudden there's Wyvern in the sky. And she's like, huh, maybe I should stop bringing up my fairy tale.
She's like, oh, shit. God dang it.
But the Venon are people who, like, took too much power, right?
That's what they feed off of. They, like, absorb it.
I feel like they kind of seem like they're soulless, right? They don't seem like they're people. But
I think they're,
I mean, they are
formed from a greater power. Like, I think there's, like, a head honcho and something in them, like, they're feeding themselves, but it's going to them as well.
Mm-hmm. All I could think of was Game of Thrones, the like Night King or whatever, and then his little henchman.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of Throne of Glass and the Vogue. Like, there's literally the same thing.
Huh.
The king controls them by.
I got no context clues this, either one of those.
They all wear this, like, black onyx stone. Mm-hmm. It's, and they make it into a ring. And, like, they turn into these, like, these demons.
Whenever they have that.
Are
on.
Controlled. They're controlling the body, and then it's feeding the power to the king.
If we'll get more information about that.
I feel like we will.
Next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since there's going to be 5 of these books and we have to wait so long. For
no,
them.
For real.
Yeah.
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 And the second one just came out recently.
And she said that she's taking a little break because her health hasn't been the best.
Oh, Rebecca, and so, I feel better.
Yeah.
Love you.
I know, girl. I need these books. So, like, whatever you need, I'm sending
take
the vibes.
Take your time, baby.
Well, if
take
you can find
time.
A cure for, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, that'd be great.
Yeah. Wow. With the words.
But so I have just a tidbit
mode.
About the Venon.
Yes.
Is that they were able to drain power from everything.
Mm.
Like, including the earth.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So this one Venon, like, the whole team, the whole squad is working on evacuating these people. Getting the people away, getting them into safety. They found a, like, an old mining cave that they were, like, shuffling these people into. And then this one Venon started, like, sucking power from the earth. And Violet said she could just see the earth around him just, like, dying.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. This is how the first squad mate died. So Leal. I don't know how you say her name.
Yeah,
so the Venon had killed everything around him in this, like, huge radius, and she crossed over into it, and she instantly, like,
and her dragon.
Yeah, they both, like, shriveled up and died like instantly, and he took that power. And so then Violet's, like, freaking out, like,
yeah, no. She even yells, like, don't touch the ground.
Yeah, like, look, there. Don't go there. And so they're all trying so hard to.
It was getting scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as
there
I
was
reading
anxiety.
Yeah, I was just like literally I felt paralyzed, you know, like even reading it I was like, how the heck are they gonna get out of this situation?
There was so much.
There was,
it was like you couldn't kill them, you couldn't kill the Venon any other way.
Yeah,
but like stabbing them with this specific blade and killing them that way, but you had to get close enough to them to be able to stab them with the blade.
But there's like no way.
But there's no way.
Yeah. It was like impossible.
Mm-hmm. But then
Mission Impossible.
When the wyvern came and one of them was attacking one of the dragons and they killed it, they realized that by killing that one wyvern, it killed the venom that created it. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So like, and then when a venom died, any of the wyvern that it created, they also died, mm-hmm. because their powers were like
connected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started to shift where we're like, okay, we're getting ahead a little bit because we figured out like how we can knock most of these guys out. We're able to get to the wyvern a little bit better, but they're also still really fucking ruthless because
there's so many of them.
Yeah. Because one comes for Liam's.
Ugh.
Is it Day? Is that how you pronounce it?
I believe so. I'd have to find it somewhere in my book.
D-E-I-G-H.
Oh, yeah. I would say Day. Yeah. Days. So there's a wyvern and it is attacking Liam's dragon.
I was like, my heart was breaking.
Yeah.
And Taryn is even like ripping into this wyvern and pulling it back. And it's just
not giving up.
Not relenting at all.
Going.
It doesn't have emotions or anything. It's just kill. Like, that's its instinct.
And this was so, like, heavy on my heart reading this.
Yeah.
And then Liam is holding on to Violet as they're flying.
Yeah,
because
he jumped.
To get this wyvern off of Day. And
Day's falling.
It was just awful.
You know, that's this the is point. Like, you don't cry. Like, I don't cry in a lot of books, but I was like, no. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, this is not what Liam deserves.
Yeah. So Day falls and I think Taryn finally got the wyvern off, but it was too late. Like, Day just ends up falling and crashes, obviously, like, dying. Mm-hmm. And Liam is hanging on, just hanging on barely hanging on. And he's got these injuries from, I think the venom might have gotten him too. I can't remember. So. But he's just hanging on to her and Taryn, and he's like holding on for dear life. And Violet's like screaming to Zayden, like, "You have to come now! You have to come now! He's dying!" Like, and the part that broke me is when Violet is just like trying everything to like keep him going, and she says, she says, they're talking and. She says, "I'll take care of Sloan." She says, "He's dying and there's nothing I can do. Nothing anyone can do. How can all this power be so fucking useless?" The pulse under my thumb slows. "Good, that's good." He forces a weak smile and that dimple makes a faint appearance before his expression falters. "And I know you feel betrayed, but Zayden needs you. And I don't just mean alive, Violet. He needs you. Please hear him out." "All right," I nod, fighting to force a watery smile. "He could ask for anything right now, and I'd give it to him. Thank you, Liam. Thank you for being my shadow. Thank you for being my friend." He blurs in my vision as the tears come faster. "It's been my honor."
Literally,
that
in his last moments
fucking killed me.
The most amazing person.
He's the best person.
Well,
he didn't deserve that.
He was my favorite character.
Me too.
And he's like trying to get to Day so he can be with her and just like take their last moments together.
I know, right? Ugh.
That heartbreaking.
Right.
Zayden finally gets there.
So
he's like holding him and everybody's just crying and sad and it's everything's awful. And I hate it.
They're in the middle of the battle too.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
It was awful. It was so awful. But that woke something in Violet.
Oh, like, man.
Finally, seeing
this wonderful person.
Which was why it happened before when she killed Jack. And it's like, I think it's because she realizes how good of a person Liam is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this power that you think is so awful. But... Mm-hmm. You can use it for such a good thing.
Oh, and Zayden even fucking told her that earlier.
Yes.
Stupid.
And I think it just took her to see, like, losing someone like Liam to realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have another quote that I really liked from that part. She said, because right now.
Make us cry.
Yeah, I know. I almost cried when you said that last
time.
Whoa.
She said, because right now, standing near the dead body of my friend and his dragon, all I want is to show these assholes exactly how violent I can be.
You know what? Here's a little tidbit.
Violence.
So I think I heard this on another, like when I was, you know, doing my little research about the book, is that I think in the Fourth Wing lore, Rebecca was going to name Violet Violence at one point. At one point. Like, mm-hmm. I think that was, like, when she was, you know.
The nickname is so much better.
Yeah.
I like that it was a nickname.
But that's why she has the nickname Violence, is because I think it started out with it almost being Violence as mm-hmm. her name, but it ended up being Violet, and then they used that, you know,
I love that.
In the book.
I could see her mom being like, let's name her Violence, and her dad's like, let's not do right. that.
Yeah, for sure.
He's like, have you seen her?
This is the least violent child we have.
Well, she shows up, and she's like, we got this Venom. Was he the last one?
Yeah, I think so.
She's like, we gotta kill this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know how, but I'm gonna kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fighting this guy. She's trying. She's trying so hard.
And she just is not good with aim yet.
Mm-mm. No, I know. She's using just receive all her of her energy. She's like, I'm gonna burn out. Like, mm-hmm. I literally am gonna burn out. Like,
I don't want to give you more power.
Yeah.
And at this point, I think she was stabbed.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, that's where I was getting to. She got stabbed with the dagger, mm-hmm. and from the beginning they kept mentioning this dagger, and it was like tipped with this green stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, what the fuck is that?
This guy was the I was gonna say sage, that's not what it is, because that girl was like oh, the you main meet one my teacher, and then she mm-hmm. was like, oh, that must be him, and they said a certain word, but I can't remember what
mm-hmm. it. Yeah, I know which, I can't think of it either. But she's fighting this Venom, and I believe it was a female Venom, actually. Oh, I feel like it was.
Very cool.
Her, maybe. They're well, she stabs this. Violet, and Violet's like, oh, fuck, that's not good.
How?
Right.
Because it did not feel like a normal one. Stab. There's something on that dagger, and it is fucking with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she
poisoned.
It was like burning from the inside out.
Yeah.
She
and
she's zipping in and out of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She somehow gets away from the Venom, and the Venom is on its wyvern, and she's on Terran, and she's able to finally, like, she's trying and trying and trying to strike this Venom down with her lightning, and she cannot get the aim right. And finally she asks Andarna, she's like, can I please?
Mm-hmm.
And Andarna's like, yes. And so
this
she's
the
able.
The moment I was like, Andarna's going to die because she's using this power.
Right, right.
Do we know? Is she alive?
Yeah. At the end, they say she's bigger, but she's
herself. Oh, that's
herself.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
She's herself, but she's a little different.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to
she
tell
grew.
Her that
that's
giant.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So good. She did make it. So she asked Andarna. Wow. She's like, right. Can I use your power, Andarna? And she's like, yes. And she lets her freeze time. And Violet is able to just like move that lightning just to the right spot. And finally she shocks the shit out of the Venom. Kills it.
And all the wyvern fall. And
everyone's
breath of relief.
Falling. And then
she
Violet fucking passes out. And it says, my quote says, Violet, I hear Zayden scream as I fall. Oh shit.
I legit thought that was gonna be the end of it, and I was like, oh my god. And then it kept going and it was the end of it, and I was like, what the fuck?
Right. That is the exact reaction.
This book had so many things right at the end. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was like boom 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 boom,
right? And so it comes to later, and well, even in their discussion on trying to decide where to take her, because they're like, we don't have time, like,
yeah,
I don't know what was on that dagger, but it's killing her,
and we need to move fast.
We need to get her
have
somewhere fast.
Something.
Yeah, literally.
And someone said, I can't remember it. They were like talking about where to take her, and someone said, should we take her to Nolan,
mm-hmm.
which was the healer at the school?
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't have time for that.
It's too far. Yeah. It would have been too far, and she wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. And so they're like,
there's a closer place.
Mm-hmm. But no, I don't have anything.
No, my last highlight is when they're fighting and she's like, you have to trust me. And Zayden says, I'll bet my life on you as I have from the first day. I was like, girl, stop.
In the heart.
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, I can't remember the name of it, but we know where it is.
Oh, I know where it is. I highlighted it. So she gets to this place. She has no idea what's happening.
No.
They have healed her. She's recovering. She starts to wake up. And Zayden is obviously waiting.
And this is in Zayden's point of view.
Yes, which I loved. I
just want to add that because what a magic chef's kiss.
There at the end.
Well, and then she's like, but when she wakes up, she thinks that he only kept her alive so that he wouldn't die.
Mm-hmm. But it was weird because she woke up and she's like, ah. Oh. I love you. I'm so happy to see you. And then all of a sudden she's like, wait, what?
Right.
What is
she's
this?
She's like, wait, right, fuck you.
How am I actually here, though?
I forgot that I hated you.
Right. Damn it. I was hoping she would have had, I was like, oh, cool. She came to her senses.
I know. Me too.
No.
I was like, wait, what just happened?
Rebecca she has to give us some little, like, string for the next book. Even though this book is enough to be like, I want to read the next book, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you find your quote?
No. But when she wakes up, she's like, what the hell? She's in Eretia? A-R-E-T-I-A. Do you want to explain that?
I believe that is the, like, capital or the citadel, whatever, of the...
Is it Tirindor?
Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Place that they're from, Tirindor, I think, which is where all of the kids who their parents were killed because of the rebellion, that is the place where the rebellion started.
Yeah.
And it was burned to ashes. It was taken down. They secretly have been rebuilding it, and they are in
this place.
What I assume is Zayden's castle.
Yeah.
He owns it. He runs it.
His bedroom? She's like, what the fuck? And this is what brought me to a point that it was mentioned earlier that was like history that wasn't recorded was like it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying like, if the scribes don't write it, it's like it never happened.
Right.
Yep.
And this is part of where they were talking about one of the professors that could read mind, not read minds, but like. Knew what everyone was doing. He could like check in with everybody and knew where they were and what they were doing and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, for some reason, he can't read ours because we have the relic.
Oh,
just because so, that's
this is
so cool.
Why the rule was made
mm-hmm.
that there could not be more than three of them together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if there was more than three of them, they couldn't see what was happening.
Yes.
It was like hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, we forgot to mention, when Violet, when they were getting a drink of water at the lake before the Griffin Riders came,
mm-hmm.
she realized, she's like, holy shit, this whole team is made of people with relic marks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And all that happened.
It seems like it's suspicious, but they're doing it for the better of everyone.
Literally.
So.
Which is why I loved Zayden as a leader. I think he was like the epitome of what a good leader is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it showed through so much in this book.
And he was so intelligent, but he just
so smart.
Like he's
hot.
He wasn't cocky about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, she wakes up and comes to her senses. Like Zoe said, she was like all, oh, I love you. And then she like really wakes up and she's like, get the fuck out. I'm taking a shower. And then you can maybe come back. And so he's like, I just need to talk to you. Like, please just let me talk to you and explain. And when he comes back and he's like, I'll tell you anything you want to know and everything you don't. I'll spend every single day of my life earning back your trust. And then
groveling.
You already did, sir.
He's trying so hard. He's like, come on, come on, come on. And then all of a sudden there's a knock at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck, is he impatient? You have about 20 seconds to ask a question if I know him. She blinks. I'm still hoping that massive.
She has the dumbest question.
Oh, yeah. She's like, do you think that there's any chance we just happen to end up in the middle of a wyvern attack at the outpost? And he said, that definitely wasn't an accident. Oh, no, wait. It says, that definitely wasn't an accident, little sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
He says from the doorway.
I said,
wait, what?
I was like, It's like, you know, you turn with somebody, like, you
girl. I was like, why the hell does Zayden just call her little sister?
Right. I'll be like, this is a very big turn of events.
Brennan is alive.
I love the last sentence. I love it.
To the revolution, Violet.
Yes. Can we get a round of applause? So good. Fuck yeah, Brennan.
What you don't see is that Zoe literally just said that from her brain, and I was reading it while she was saying it. That was really legit.
I was like, that's the part, I think in part one, I was like, so many things that you think are true aren't true, because I had wrote Brennan, Violet's brother, dead, killed in the revolution. And then I went back and I was like, okay, that's not true.
Go back and strike that through.
Right? Just kidding.
That makes me think that Menders can bring people back to life. I mean,
obviously,
unfortunately, he died, but like, he brought him back.
Maybe he brought him back and then he died. And Brennan was able to like play dead till it was clear, and then he could like go get help.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Okay, I found that quote from the general, Lilith. So I want to say that really quick. This is the quote from Lilith saying that she disagreed with General Melgren.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Knowing I am in direct disagreement with General Melgren's order, I am officially objecting to the plan set forth in today's briefing. It is not this general's opinion that the children of the rebellion leaders should be forced to witness their parents' execution. No child should watch their parents put to death."
Mm.
And I think it was Melgren that could read their
minds.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever he did.
What a jerk.
That was intense, guys.
That is the end. I mean, not the end. We still have more to talk about. Yeah. But that is the longest
lovers quarrel,
lovers quarrel ever. We've ever done.
And so, I feel like there's still so much I could talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
But I want to talk about third date. If you know, you know.
My goodness. Third date.
Woo!
It's full of lightning and thunder.
Third date started when we laid eyes on Zayden.
Okay, but first, hold on. When I first started reading this, I was like, this is really PG. So when things started happening with Dane, I started flagging it because I was like, is this all we're going to get? Because I don't want to get to the end of the book and that's all we had and I didn't mark any of it. So I'm flagging all this Dane stuff and I was like, oh, it's cute. She's so excited. He might be the one.
Boo.
And then I was like, oh, wait, hold
man,
on.
Man, were you wrong.
I was so happy that she realized very quickly that Dane was not going to be romantically involved for her.
And aren't we all so
well, and it was so weird because I have some quotes from them. Dane says, "Glad to see our year apart has indulged your tongue, Vi." Oh, mm-hmm. I toss over my shoulder as we walk into the hallway. "I can do quite a few things with my tongue. You'd be impressed." I was like, oh, Violet.
Oh,
which,
why?
I mean, she clearly wanted things to go that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, she did. With him.
Until she saw Zayden, she was like, that guy's not ever getting out of my brain.
Yeah.
He's in there forever.
Right.
Like I said, I was like, oh, man. I was like, is this all we're going to get? I don't know. But then, like, when Violet goes to fight her first opponent, and they can't. The girl that she poisoned and ended up having to fight with or spar with Zayden and he Ooh. Steps in. I freaking love this part.
Using her hands all over him.
Not even this man.
Not the pause.
Let me tell you. This part, he didn't even talk. And I was like, why is that so sexy?
Read it for us, girl.
She says, a wicked smile curves his mouth as he stretches out his hand and curls his fingers in a come hither motion.
Oh, not the
let's
come
go.
Hither.
I was like, oh, Jesus.
Hither and thither.
This guy, let me tell you. And then we talked about this briefly when he was telling her like where she should be trying to hurt him or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's like, then he guides our hands back to my ribs and slides the ruby hilted blade back into its sheath. I was like, oh.
You can sheath something else, sir.
You should put some, my thighs where you want to know what's coming on.
There was even a part when they're sparring and he's like in between her thighs. And I was like, whew. I know that we're fighting, but like, this is fun.
I loved this. And it was so funny was so funny because she's like, he's so fucking hot. What the hell?
And then watching him fight shirtless.
Oh, I'm interested. Was freaking cackling. Okay, I have a couple things before that part. So I said that I loved Violet.
See, now you can't get it out.
Violet calling Zayden's appeal so fucking inconvenient.
Yes.
And we read that a lot in other books.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This one was perfect, though. But, and then another part was when Dane kisses Violet after threshing.
Barf.
I wanted to come through the book and choke him.
Literally.
I was like, get off her.
Nobody asked you for
this
that.
This is not
okay. It was
okay.
Non-consensual, sir. Get off.
But it made me sad, too, because
the
of Violet's reaction.
What if he was just kissing her so he could touch her brain?
Yeah. She said, Dane is finally kissing me. The thrill is gone in less than a heartbeat. There's no heat, no energy, no sharp slice of lust. Disappointment sours the moment, but not for Dane. He's all smiles as he pulls away. It was over in an instant. It was everything I've ever wanted, except, shit, I don't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, girl, you
about
to find
out.
Thank
God you noticed.
Right.
Because it was way different when Zayden kissed her.
There's so many good quotes. I'm just like, I just want to read you these. So then the next one I have is almost gets to the part where the shirtless. So then this is the part where she runs into Zayden outside. Not the time where he's smoking.
Oh, I was like, woo.
But a time before that. And him and her are kind of like bickering back and forth. And she mentions something about sleeping with him or something. And then he says, hardly. I don't fuck first years, even when I was one, let alone you. I was like, rude.
I know, but they only ever say that when they want to.
Right? He was trying so hard. I was like, ugh, you're a jerk. That was so mean. And then this is the part when Zayden had his shirt off when they were sparring. I remember I was driving home from work and I was cackling out loud in my car. I was laughing so hard. Because here's their conversation between Rhiannon and Violet. That is, Rhiannon murmurs beside me. It sure is. I agree. Stop objectifying our wing leader, Liam teases. Is that what we're doing? Rhiannon asks. Yeah, I think that's what we're doing. We could just be watching for technique. Yeah. We absolutely could be. I was like, yeah, girls. They're hot.
And we all knew what they were talking about.
Right? There was one point so where funny. She was like, you're not attracted to toxic men. You're not. I'm like, girl, yes you are.
But is he really toxic? He's not really toxic.
No, he's fake toxic.
He's amazing.
Which I kind of like.
Yes.
I'd rather you be fake toxic than real toxic.
Right. Be toxic to everybody else.
He's not. Yeah, exactly. He's really just pretending to be toxic because he's trying to protect her. But then
get
we have
the good stuff.
I'm getting there. Okay. So then the next one I liked was when she went outside and ran into him when he was smoking the stuff.
Which the I assume Truman? Is like marijuana.
Yeah. Some Mary Jane. And
devil's lettuce.
She's like, she wants him to teach her how to shield because she feels like she's about to screw anything that walks by with a penis. And
or maybe not.
Maybe. Right. Who knows?
She might have walked up first, to anybody.
Know? So she's like, as you prefer, Zayden. Would you, because he was saying, you need to ask me nicely and I'll teach you how to shield. She's, as you prefer, Zayden, would you pretty please teach me how to shield before I accidentally climb you like a tree and we both wake up with regrets? And then he says, oh, I am firmly in control of my faculties. He smiled again. And then he says he'll teach her, but he puts his hand on her cheek. And she says, it requires touching me?
Yeah, sir.
And he goes,
not just
oh,
hear what I said?
Not at all. Just one of the perks of not thinking too clearly. You have incredibly touchable skin. It's like, okay. And then there's so many good parts. And then, so at that point, they had just kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm.
A good.
But it was so
kiss.
Funny because when she met up with Rhiannon later, she's like, tell me. She's like, was it good? Tell me it was good. That man looks like he knows exactly what he's doing. And she says, it was just a kiss. But yes, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. It was a push up against the wall. Oh. Bricks hurting your back. The good so kind of kiss.
I just love how she was like trying to be all, you know, it's fine. No, it was good. It was good. But, oh, then they have the sparring. Do you remember when they were sparring and he gets on top of her? And he's got her, like, pinned to the ground.
Oh, that's what I was talking about when
yes.
like, she was. Woo.
And he's, like, talking about how to handle opponent on top of you. And she says, I know how to handle you on top of me. And he says, you won't like what happens if you push me. Says, or maybe I will. Or and then maybe. She says, I turn just enough to that my lips brush the shell of his ear. And he says, disarm me before I test that theory in front of everyone in this gym. She says, interesting. I didn't think you for an exhibitionist. Keep pushing and I guess you'll find out. I was like, oh, okay.
I know. I was like, oh, is he going to do this right here?
You know, this guy gave me deep... what is it?
Neon gods.
Yes!
I was just talking about that today. I was like, exhibitionist. Where have I heard that?
Yes!
That's one of our first books.
That's the window. Got to do it in front of the window. Mm-hmm. Then what happens next? Oh, the kiss at Montserrat. Remember when they were trying to flee from the griffin that were supposed to
be coming? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Stop kissing me like you love me if you won't tell me that you love me.
But then they were like playing like it was a, like she, when he kissed her then, it felt real to me.
Mm-hmm.
To her, it felt like a game. Let me read this real quick. There's so much compassion, so much understanding in his eyes that when he let go of my waist, I think he might just let me stay. Then his hands are on my cheeks, sliding back to cup the base of my neck. Love
I
that.
Love that he did that fucking every time he kissed her.
As he brings his mouth to mine, the kiss is reckless and consuming, and I give it my all, knowing it might be the last one. His tongue licks into my mouth with an urgency I return, angling to take him deeper. He only breaks the kiss when we're both panting, then rests his forehead against mine. By the way, I love that. That's
me
so
too.
Cute.
When I want you to cup my neck every time you kiss me. And I want you to, after you're done, like slop in my face, I want you to rest your forehead on my forehead.
Yeah. So we can show look in each other's
it's
eyes and talk.
A vulnerable place.
Right?
I love a, what was it? Can I see you? Okay. Mm-hmm. They said reckless, consuming, and urgent.
Yes.
That is like a, that's a kiss, honey.
Oh my
But then
gosh.
He says, leave for me, Violet.
Because he, boy, that dog was fighting it.
And that's the thing though, like,
for good
he
cause.
Wanted you to leave so you could be safe. And she was like, well, this is just another way for him to get me to leave. And it wasn't.
No.
The intent behind it was, I need you to be safe and you can't be safe with me.
But it's
but
just,
then but it was like the safest
so
place for her to be.
So hurtful that he kisses her like he means it.
Yeah, and then he does.
Her response is, I will hate you for this.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I can live with that. And she says, fuck you. And then Taryn comes and scoops her up. I was like, what the hell?
Uh-huh.
I don't think he played her.
No. I don't think so at all. I think she overreacted.
I do too. I do too.
This is, oh, okay.
Sex?
Sex. I said I love how hard and tough Zayden was, but he could talk to Violet about his feelings.
I bet she did too.
He said, but he could talk to her about his feelings so well. Like
he really could.
She said, what changed? Because this is, I believe this is like after they had sex for the first time or maybe like right before. She's like, what changed? Like, when did you decide not to ruin me? And this part was just so sweet. He said, maybe it was when I saw Oren holding a knife to your throat. Or maybe it was when I realized the bruises on your neck were fingerprints and I wanted to kill them all over again just so I could do it slowly. Maybe it was the first time I recklessly kissed you. Or when I realized I'm fucked because I can't stop thinking about doing more than just kissing you.
Right.
Does it even matter when? As long as it changed between us?
This is a lot of this book, like I told you guys, I think it was in part 2 or 1, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But Ender's Game, this book is a lot like Ender's Game in a lot of ways. So I really enjoyed both. But Ender's Game has like little kids. So there was no love triangle really. There wasn't any of that aspect, which mm-hmm. was nice because as you get older, you like these kind yeah. of things in the books. So it was nice to have that part, like mm-hmm. this love romance part of it.
And some of the like quotes that he says or she says to him give you those little like buzzing tingles in your mm-hmm. skin that just make you feel so good. It's like having your first crush
like
all
you
over.
Get
yeah.
giddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get yes. giddy. I get the butterflies in my stomach and I want somebody to kiss me right now.
We were listening to this on our Adam and I had a road trip to Oklahoma this like last weekend. And he was like, "Why do you keep screaming?" And I'm like, "Because!"
There's so many times I squeal or I like giggle and I'm like, this is how, like, I'm getting so excited. Yeah. And I feel like this is yeah. my boyfriend that yeah. I'm reading about. Right.
That my man, my man.
Yeah. We're going to have sex for the first time. It's happening.
Zayden just right kissed now. Me against a wall.
Oh, like, I cannot tell. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is it. Well, okay, so then we really lead up to the first time. So I really appreciated how assertive Violet was.
Yeah.
Like from the get-go, she's like, "So why are you really here, Zayden?" Like she's straight up like, he came to her room after she had killed Jack. She's pissed. Mm-hmm. She's like, "What the fuck do you want?" Like just laying it straight to him, "Why are you here?" And he's yeah. like, "Because I can't seem to stay away." Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, really?
He just wants to take care of her.
He's a good guy.
But not in the way of, like, you can't do anything.
Like Dane, yeah.
Yes, I love it.
But then he says, "Come on, show me what you got." Mm-hmm. And then she kisses him. He was not expecting that. He was like, "You can hit me, you can punch me, you can do yeah. all these things to me, show me what you got." I'm not kidding. I was literally screaming because...
Adam, was she screaming?
he said yes.
I was screaming because she's like trying. She's like, "Dude, like, let's do this. Let's do this." And he's like, no, we can't. No, we can't. She's like, "What? Do you not want me?" And then he goes, "Does this feel like I don't want you?" He takes my hand and slides it between our bodies.
That's the move. Always the move.
Sir, what is that?
He says, "I always fucking want you. You walk into a room and I can't look away. I get anywhere near you and this is what happens. Instantly hard. Fucking hell. I can't barely think when you're around. Wanting you is not the problem here. Then what is? I'm trying to do the honorable thing and not take advantage of you after you've had a shit day."
Wait. Listen. If you've ever read Enemies to Lovers, there is always this moment. And I wait for this moment in the books. Because it's like, now we're getting to the truth, okay? Now we're like, everybody's spilling the beans. Everybody's about at a really vulnerable moment. And you're like, this is like the climax of like,
do they finally. All say, do they all say, "Stop being so fucking honorable and fuck me"?
Yeah,
Zayden?
Well, not all the time.
I was like, oh!
I know.
She did not. Oh, my God. I couldn't have. I was like, ma'am.
My thing is, it's not your choice to decide for me if I want to have sex with you.
Exactly.
If you want to have sex with me and I want to have sex with you, then let's do it.
Right.
Stop
right.
with this whatever.
The kid. So. Gave you amen corn over there.
They're so fun. But once they got going, I was like, oh, my. Lightning strikes outside my window, flashing light through the room again and again as he strokes me with an expertise that kicks the first climax into a second.
Yeah.
First, Adam, second, can you third? Add some lightning sounds when she's talking about the lightning? That'd be awesome.
Then she says, "I need you now."
Ka-chow.
So after all this, she's like, "I need you now." And he's like, "You know what you're saying." And then she's like, "For God's sake, I'm asking you to fuck me." I was like, does she have to spell it out? Are you asking for like a written legal agreement? Does she like need to sign it? Like,
maybe
please fuck me, Zayden.
Really wants to hear how bad she right. wants him.
But then she says, Lipning.
Sorry, she's so excited.
You know, I may have had a few glasses of champagne. Lightning whips through me, flashing so bright that my eyes slam shut. Heat flares above me as thunder cracks immediately and I smell smoke.
Shit.
Zayden powers fill the room, eclipsing what light we had, and the curtains fall.
I just was like, what if she like strikes them?
Yeah, I was just like, that's funny. She's lighting shit on fire. Uh-huh. I was laughing.
And
I was like,
he was protecting them.
Yeah,
he was. And then he left flowers outside of her room.
I know. Or no, in her room. Mad because I love you so much. Why can't you just say it back already?
Literally,
right?
He says it in action.
I know, he really
does.
But
you need the verbal.
He's like, I don't love you. Here's these flowers that are violets after your name.
There, I'm the meanest guy around, but I'm going to go pick flowers at like 5 o'clock in the morning and bring them back to your room. Ugh, so many good things. I just have a bunch of quotes for the rest of my third date. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm over here keeping my hands and memories to myself. Oh, this is when they're speaking to each other's minds. I'm over here keeping my hands and memories to myself because you asked me to, and you're fucking me with your eyes. That's not playing fair. If you'd just man up and admit there's something between us, I would strip down to my skin so you could see every single inch of me. And once I had you begging, I'd drop down to my knees, undo those flight leathers you're wearing, and wrap my lips around your... Zayden chokes.
Yeah, I laughed so much. He was, you could picture it in your head where he's like,
he like, because he's trying to eat. They're like across the room from each other. Okay, this is a good one. This is the second time they have sex. And she's like, oh, gods. He says, which one are you calling out for? Because it's just you and me in this room, Vi, and I don't share. I was like, oh,
I know. I highlighted that. I was like, oh my.
Oh my. But then this is crazy. His eyes flare, his control snaps as he pounds into me, and that coil of pleasure explodes as my powers whip out again, cracking through the room, shattering like glass as he throws his weight to the side, bringing me with him as he drives toward his own release, groaning into the side of my neck as the last waves of my orgasm leave me shuddering against him. And he's like, you're all right? Yeah, yeah. We all right? And then all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door.
He will
go
never,
the fuck away!
He'll never have to guess if she's, you know,
yeah,
doing good on
she
her side.
She cannot fake it.
Or literally.
More like if he's,
cannot.
If he's doing good.
Right, yeah.
If he's doing a good job or not.
Yeah.
But then someone knocks on the door and Zayden's like, go the fuck away! And then it's Garrick, and he's like, grab your flight leathers, and you'd better bring Sorengel with you, too. We're under attack. What a joy kill. Like, we were having fun here, and you had to go ruin it. Ugh. That is what I have for third date.
Love yeah.
Third date.
It was a good.
It was a
those
lot
were some
more
good ones.
Date.
Yeah.
Very descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
But good.
And there was, like, not an overwhelming amount of spice.
Yes.
But not too little, so it's
yeah,
like
underwhelming.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was a nice little balance.
So, should we do fuck, marry, kill?
Yes, Jeez. Let's do.
Would like to hear your picks.
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. So I've got F Zayden.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've got enough picture of how great that would be. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. M, I want to marry Liam. That's I love.
You stole my man.
I loved him, and I really wish
you're
he didn't
both
die.
Widows.
No, because we can make it whatever we want, and he's not dead.
I think the obvious choice for like the kill would be like the adults, really, like the, you know, big adults,
everyone.
All of them,
literally. But who I hated the most was Jack and Dane. Mm. Get mm-hmm. them out of the story. Like,
okay,
make sure that Jack is dead,
mm-hmm.
because conspiracy theories
don't
might
even,
say
don't start
hey
me.
I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there.
It's
again
not happening.
Conspiracy theory, boom, boom. But Dane, just
die,
literally.
He's so brainwashed,
and your daddy and all them peoples, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then BFF would be Violet or Rhiannon.
Mm-hmm. We have almost the exact same picks.
All right, what you got?
Oh, mine's
I said
different.
I oh. said fuck Zayden because I do like him a lot, but I want to know more about him to make sure that he is
fair.
Stable for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Liam reminded me so much of my Adam.
Aww.
And I really liked him a lot. And so I picked Mary Liam, but in a perfect world where he did not die. Until we figure out okay. if Zayden is perfect, which I think he is, but you know, no one's perfect. So we're just going to fuck him for now. and then kill her mom because she has not redeemed herself to me yet.
Okay.
So as far as first book goes, I'm killing her.
Yeah.
Dane, he's so brainwashed. I feel like he's young and he does have a really good relationship with Violet. So I feel like if she comes to him and like really talks to him, he will understand what he's done and maybe come around. And then my besties are Violet and Rhiannon.
Oh, nice. Wait, can I throw in an extra Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Since Liam dies.
Riddick?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go Brennan, brother. So I feel like we don't know enough, but I'm curious enough to be like, maybe.
You'd marry him?
Yeah.
You're what curious enough awful? To marry him?
I am. Okay. Let's jump into
she
it.
She has her whole life figured out.
Choice. Literally, Violet is his brother. I mean, is his sister, sorry. Yeah. So I feel like they might have the same vibes going on. We love Violet.
Yeah, all the siblings so far.
Mira's awesome.
Seem way better than their mom. Yeah. So
I would be Mira's best friend too.
I want to see Mira switching over to the revolution.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I think she will when she realizes what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe she already knows something.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Okay, what's yours, Zoe?
I would F Liam.
Okay.
Mary Zayden.
Ah, you flipped it.
I would kill Melgren.
Mm.
And my best friend would be Riddick.
I freaking love Riddick.
Good choices.
He's so funny. I love him. Okay, are we ready for a speed date?
Yeah.
I don't feel confident about
you're
this.
Do people or trivia?
Let's do trivia.
Okay, I do have, I want to do a fun fact, and then I want to tell you one of my theories. It'll be really quick.
Okay.
Okay, so my fun fact is they have different gods, and so I wanted to kind of touch base on the gods. Amari is the queen of gods. Mm. Zinal is the god of luck. Dune, I assume is how you say it, is the goddess of war. Mm-hmm. And Malik is the god of death.
Yep.
So I thought that was a fun little trivia. And also,
it's just like Throne of Glass, just saying.
When I was like looking into this book more, Rebecca did her research because
from the Throne of Glass.
Girl. I don't know. But a lot of the dragons' names are named after their rider's power. Mm-hmm. So like Tarninak or whatever.
Tarninak
is lightning in mm-hmm. Gaelic.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever her mom's dragon's name is means weather, and she's a storm wielder. Mm-hmm. So like I thought that was a really cool thing.
Well, even Basgaeth
mm-hmm.
means death riders.
Mm. That's so cool.
I think, but because I did see one where there was a girl that actually spoke Gaelic, and she's like, if you call it Basgaeth, it's like palm death.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call it, it's like Basgaeth. How you're supposed to say it or whatever meant like. Mm-hmm. Death rider or something like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
Gaelic is
it's
awesome.
Very
such an awesome
very
language.
Particular on the pronunciation. Yeah. Could mean something different.
Yeah,
I have a super quick trivia or not trivia theory. My theory is about the feather tails. I'm wondering since like nobody's seen the hatchlings, if all of the hatchlings are golden with feather tails.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting theory.
And then they get their color and their tail when they're older. So I'm wondering if maybe
no one's ever seen a young
is
one
not a feather tail anymore, and if she's not golden,
that's just what a baby dragon is.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking,
because they've never seen them before.
Yeah,
as babies.
That's what I was thinking. So that was my
they're like there's only these theory. Certain colors.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, why is she golden?
So I put that together. I don't know if it's true, but I just
I like to say it's a good theory. It's a solid theory.
Everybody get on my theory.
Love it.
Okay, I have some trivia.
Oh, great.
Who was the first death we witness on the parapet?
Thomas.
Incorrect.
No.
Tyler.
It was
you're getting
the first
close.
Person that Jack pushed.
No.
It was the guy that went before Rhiannon, which was their friend,
mm-hmm.
Taylor.
Dylan.
Not a T in sight.
Can't remember
what
his name.
What color are Mira and Lilith's dragons? They're two different colors.
Is Mira's light blue?
No.
Brown. Orange.
There's only six colors.
What are the colors? What are the colors?
Black, blue, green, red.
Red.
Brown. Mira's and orange.
Is red. Is it red?
Mira's is green and Lilith's it is brown.
Brown.
We're doing horrible.
What are griffins? Much.
Griffins are
the
like tiger flyers. Like cats close that enough. Fly.
They are half lion, half eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
so
wild.
Which is close to flying tigers.
Yeah, there you go.
They're meow.
Right.
What is a group of dragons and a group of griffins call? Two different things. Group of dragons
group
is?
Group of dragons is a wing?
No.
Is a pack?
No.
Is it a flock?
Flock.
It's a riot.
Riot. Sounds like a good
dragon
time.
Riot.
And then a group of griffins is?
Pack.
What does it start with?
A D.
A diaspora.
A drift.
Oh.
I even quoted that.
You told me to pick hard ones.
You
okay, this is an easy one.
It's been a minute.
What did Violet find on her bed that was threatening?
Crushed up flowers.
Ah, yes. Crush up. What kind
Violets.
Of? Exactly.
Which I mean, come on.
What does Zayden smell like?
You remember smells. Come on.
I'm reading Throne of Glass right now, and there's a lot of smells in that, too.
I'm going to start, like,
smoke.
Having the scent around me.
Smoke. Yeah.
And cedar.
No.
Snow.
Nope.
Musk.
Mint and leather.
Oh, boring.
On average, how tall is a dragon?
I'm going to say, like,
6 hands.
That's horses.
I don't know.
Pretty big. Like, is a house?
It's 25 tall? Feet.
Yeah. 25 feet. That's a lot of hands.
It's a lot of hands.
What date is threshing? What day do they celebrate it every year?
November 3rd.
Do you have a guess?
No.
October 1st.
Ah, so close.
You were getting there.
I almost said October 1st.
Why Did does you? Professor Carr kill a student?
Because he could hear everyone's thoughts and it was making him go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So he snapped his neck.
And it's also against the law to be intensic, I assume is how you say it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What colors do the quadrants wear? Scribes.
Tan.
White.
Ivory.
Cream.
Mm-hmm. No, us together would be cream.
Healers.
Light blue.
Mm-hmm. Infantry.
Green.
Gray.
Navy blue.
Navy blue. Oh,
and
I knew that.
The riders, obviously.
Because it's badass.
It is.
And it's slimming.
And you can't see us bleeding.
What color dragons are known to be the most rational and known for their intellect?
Blue.
Sydney?
Brown.
Green. You're both wrong.
Dang it. I should have won my favorite color.
Okay. Last question. This one's super easy. I just wanted to add it because I thought it was adorable and I really liked it. What are the nicknames that Taryn calls Violet and Andarna?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
Hint, it has a color in it.
No, I have no idea.
He calls Andarna Golden One.
Oh.
And he calls Violet Silver One.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I was thinking of a different book, so I couldn't think of it. All I kept thinking of was Little Tornado.
Did you guys cast our people?
I sure did.
I didn't. Y'all know I didn't. You, like, you didn't even have time.
I was like, you have so much time to pick. I picked.
I like watching y'all's
Do you
picks.
Want me to go first?
Sure. Yes.
For my Violet, I picked Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh,
she yeah, has I like see
the,
that.
Is she the love on face. You? Is that love?
No.
Oh, it kind of looks like her.
I could see that.
Kind of look like it a little bit.
Yeah.
I could see her as Violet.
She's so cool, and I just like her a lot.
She has strong features.
She really does. They're they're a lot more sharp than they used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously she's an adult now.
Yeah.
But I think she's gorgeous.
Do you want to see my Violet? Should we do this like a side by side
kind of thing? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is a little random, but I picked Millie Bobby Brown. She has a new movie out on Netflix called Damsel.
I want to watch it.
I haven't watched it yet, but it was giving me vibes.
I do really like her.
So that's my Violet. Like, look.
Dang.
I mean.
Yeah, I could see it. Millie Bobby Brown is a pretty good
I was
pick.
Struggling because she seems so young, but she's, mm-hmm. like, to me, she's always that little girl in Stranger Things.
Isn't she in real life, like, 22?
Yeah.
She's, like,
she's about to get married.
She just turned 20, I think.
You can be, like, 17 and get married.
Yeah. I think she just turned 20. So she is, like, that's basically about the age of Violet. Yeah. So.
Violet was in her 20s. I don't know how old, but.
They're like mid-20s, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like. Zayden was 23, and I think she was 3 years younger than him. So I think she was actually 20.
I believe that Chloe Grace Moretz is 27.
Yeah. So that's my pick for Violet.
Very nice.
Did you pick a Zayden?
I did pick a Zayden.
Okay, who's your Zayden?
I don't know his name, his mm-hmm. real name. His Instagram. His Instagram is Willie Way.
Wow.
WILLIWHEY. This man, he's
beautiful.
Rides motorcycles, and I don't know how he popped up on my Instagram, but I will forever follow him.
Okay, Willie.
You know, it's funny because my Zayden is also an Instagram guy.
Ooh, does he ride motorcycles?
He is a horse farrier.
I love farriers. They're like the horseshoes.
He does the horseshoes. He trims their hooves and puts horseshoes on. This is the best picture I could get because literally his name is Samuel Wolfenden.
What a cool name.
I believe he's British. Don't come at me if I said the wrong place, but he has an accent and it's very attractive.
We love an accent.
All of his videos are of him doing the horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
He has not fed in to that sexualized image that he is because zoom in on this man's face.
Yeah, I'm about to say, can you zoom in?
He is handsome.
So he just wants people to like
this
see.
This is the only shirt. This is the only picture I could find. Of him with the shirt off.
I'm glad you guys picked guys that had tattoos.
He is handsome.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that could be a relic, that tattoo on his neck.
That's my pick.
Ooh, what? I wonder.
I was like, can I get a picture of him like broody in a suit?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to look up AI to do it because I was like, maybe I could get
it. I tried to find this Instagrammer guy, Willie Way, in... black and he normally is either wearing his motorcycle helmet or not wearing a shirt, so
See, this is the only shirt I found of this the only picture I found of him with his shirt off.
Oh yeah,
in good every pick, single one of his videos he has a shirt on. I think I found one.
Not my guy, he likes to be shirtless.
Nope. My guy is all about the horseshoes.
The people like it as well.
I appreciated that my guy was all about the horseshoes.
I think that the guy I picked has chaos tattooed on his face, and I just felt like that was fitting.
Mm, for Zayden, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did y'all have any other picks?
Yeah.
I didn't pick anybody else.
I did. Okay, my Liam is Kellen.
Oh.
That's not him. That's, in fact, his name, but I mean, that's Liam. Okay. Kellen Lutz. Lutz.
Yeah. Tell me.
This is Emmett from Twilight.
Okay. I was like, I just saw a movie with
when them. They talked about Liam, they talked about how big he was and he was like a bull and like giant. And the first thing I thought of was Emmett from Twilight because he was very big compared to everybody else. So that's my pick. And then my Dane was Liam Hemsworth because it was giving me the like Hunger Games vibe and like Gale vibe. And he played Gale. And so it was like,
that's perfect. Fitting.
Yeah.
I didn't want to think about Dane ever again.
Yeah. I just had one other little tidbit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys know who transcribed this book?
Is it somebody that we know?
Yesenia. Oh. In the very, very beginning, it says that this book was transcribed from Navaria.
Oh, the
by
the
Yesenia,
scribe?
Her friend. That was
I
the scribe.
Love that. That's so cool.
I didn't catch that. Also, this is Andarna.
Oh, baby.
Did you guys ever play Neopets?
I was about to say, she looks like a Neopet.
She was a Neopet. Look. He's got the paws, the feathery tail.
That
she's
is
gold.
So funny.
She's freaking
so
adorable.
Now we'll have to see what she ends up looking
it is,
like.
Yeah. It's a Neopet.
Doesn't that look like her?
Yeah, it does.
I need to look. I need to research.
And in my head, I was like, she's a dragon, so she's not fluffy. But when I would see her, she was fluffy. And I was like, stop it. She's not fluffy.
Right, right.
All right, guys. So smash or pass.
Smash.
Now, you all, you didn't want to read this book. You thought you maybe didn't want to read it.
I really thought I wouldn't like it.
I was going to be
hipster. Are you glad you read it?
I'm so glad I read it.
I'm
so
glad.
I was even telling people, I was like, oh, I have to read this book. I don't know how I like it. And then I could not put it down.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed reading my Kindle and I was like, okay, I'll stop when I get to this next chapter. And then I accidentally read the first sentence of the next chapter and I was like, oh, well, that sounds
now
so
you,
good. And then
it.
I had, and I just yeah. could not stop.
You got to stop. You literally have to stop. Yes. No, this was so great.
So our happily ever after is your pick, Zoe.
It is called A Love Letter to Whiskey. And I believe that it is by Candy Steiner.
All
it's
gonna
right,
be good, Candy.
Y'all.
Your book is up next.
I've heard good things.
I'm excited.
Let's do it.
I'm excited. All right, guys, that is the end of our podcast. Again, if you want to follow us on any of our social media platforms, we are on IG and Facebook at Lovers Library Pod. If you want to watch us on TikTok, we're at lovers.library.po. We also have a Facebook group for just our book club. So if you want to join that group, we are at Lovers Library. What is it? Book club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, we look forward to you listening to all three parts. Now, again, the disclaimer is if you have only listened to this part, you are missing out on the other two parts.
You just got a big spoiler.
Yeah,
right?
A big spoiler. So hopefully
you just
you
wanted to hear
yourself.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Dirty.
So if you haven't listened to our other podcasts, whether it was this series or any of our other books, we just, you know, ask you go back and join the, you know, just the crew of the Lovers Library. We love you guys and we'll see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.